Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
We were talking about these promises that God gives us, promises all through the Bible of things that he's prepared for us and things he'll do for us. Just example, he tells us that he cares for us and to cast all of our cares upon him. And I hold to that one a lot. I mean a lot. And so when I'm going through something, I quote that as much as I can. I say, Lord, you said in your word that you care for me and to cast all my cares upon you. And so he don't have to be reminded, but it helps me. To just remember God's promises. And so we ought to approach prayer for people and ourselves spiritually and scripturally. And we need to pray specifically. My dad was always a big believer in that, to specifically pray for names. You know, it's very easy to say, pray for our missionaries. Well, that's, you know, we support, well, now we've got about 14, I believe, 14 missionaries that we support. And so we can say, pray for missionaries, and you could just give it a roundabout prayer. Lord, we're praying for our missionaries. But when we get down and start calling out their names, you know, Gary and Pam Tyler, Alan and Becky Jackson, you know, we start calling off their names, it means it's a little different. It makes it more personal. And so we're coming to God in an intercessory type of prayer, asking for prayer for certain people. You know, when Sister Charlotte said, pray for Brother Joe, he's going for a test or a procedure on Thursday. You know, I'm going to say, Lord, I'm praying for one of my church members. Would you help that church member? And I'm going to say, would you help Brother Joe? Would you be with the surgeon? Would you be with the procedure? Lord, would it be a success for Brother Joe? And use those names. And when people give you a name, that's why I like for people to give me names. When you come and say, you know, I've got a friend that's got a problem, would you pray for? Would you please give me their name so I can at least call their name out to the Lord? You know, whatever it is. And so we need to pray specifically. And this church, when they came to pray, they asked for specific things. Look at verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants, here's the request, that with all boldness they may speak thy word. They specifically prayed for boldness. You know, they could have said, would you just help our preachers? Would you help them be able to preach? Would you make it to where they're not being arrested when they preach? No, they said, we want these men to preach with boldness. And so they prayed for that. And I believe as God's people, we need to be very specific in our prayers. And I know the Lord knows already before we ask him. He knows. But he wants to hear it from you. You know, I love to hear from my kids. If I don't ever hear from them and I have to hear something from somebody else, I don't like it. I want to hear it from them. You know, and so our Heavenly Father, even though he knows what you're going to pray before you even pray it, he wants to hear it from you. He's your father. You're his child. You need to talk to him. And we need to let the Lord know that we mean business. You know, I mean business, Lord. I'm coming here specifically asking for something. I'm asking for your help. I'm asking for help with Alan and Becky Jackson. They're leaving the mission field. Lord, would you go with them to Evansville, Indiana? Would you help them in that new church that he's pastoring? Lord, would you bless that ministry? I used to go to church with a man and loved this man to death. Him and his wife, they were great friends of ours at that church. And he came in one time and he announced to the church that he'd been diagnosed with cancer. And it wasn't just a little small cancer. It was one of those where he didn't think he was going to live. I mean, out of the blue, he just comes in and announces it. We were crushed. He was crushed. The whole family was. I mean, we were devastated. And I got it on my heart to start praying for this man. And I went home that day, and I got on the bed, and I laid there, and I closed my eyes, and I started praying, and I was praying to the Lord, and I prayed harder than I've ever prayed in my entire life for that man. And during that prayer, there was a feeling that came over me that I cannot even describe to you. Now, listen, I know a lot of people get all uneasy when you start talking about how the Holy Spirit works, but I want you to know I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit while I was praying like I'd never felt before. And I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that God heard my prayer, and I couldn't wait to go back to church the next time and hear what he had to say, because I already knew the answer. We went back that next service, He said, I went back to the doctor. They checked me again. They said I was 100% clear of cancer. That was 25 years ago. That man and his wife came to our church just a few months ago, sat right back there behind me and Mary. Still going good. And friends, you know, I'm not up here saying that I did that. I didn't do nothing. All I did was pray and knew the Lord was listening. And listen, friends, we need to get specific and pray for specific things from God. And I asked God, I said, God, would you take that cancer away from him? If it means giving it, and I told him that, I said, if it means giving it to me, take that cancer away from him. And I specifically asked him, and this man's cancer was taken away. Listen, we can expect results from our prayers. Verse 31 of our text, the Bible says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken. When they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. You see that? They were shaken, filled, and spilled. Their prayers were answered. Their specific prayers, their spiritual prayers, their scriptural prayers, and with boldness, they asked the Lord for help, and that's what he did. He helped them. And so their prayers went direct to the ear of God through the Lord Jesus, and he answered them. And like I said, I don't know what it was like when that place shook. I don't know if it's just the ground or the building, whatever it was, but boy, the place shook, and everybody knew it. And I want to declare to you tonight that we have great power through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, some people, when you hear that phrase, Holy Ghost, they get all worried and scared and wondering what in the world's going on down there. Listen, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. The Bible is very clear. There is great power through the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm not saying we're Benny Hinn's. We can take our jacket off and hit somebody and heal them. He can't either. That's phony baloney. But I do want you to know there is power in prayer. There's power in the Lord. There's power through the Holy Spirit. And I believe one of the reasons we don't see it as much as what we ought to be seeing it is because the way that we tend to live our lives. We don't live lives that are looking for God to work. We don't live lives, a clean life, be a clean vessel. We don't live a life to where we're close enough to God where we can even understand when something like that happens. And so what we need to do is get ourselves straightened out so that we're living a life that we need to be living in front of God. So when these times do come and we start praying, we too see this same power that these people saw. It's the same Holy Ghost. He's not changed. It's the same. And if you believe that, friends, you ought to believe what the Bible says. There's great power through the Holy Ghost. Now, I tell you what, can you imagine what a difference it'd make if each one of us would approach the Lord with our prayers as they did in the early church? I believe we'd see this church do great things. I believe if all churches, if everybody that calls himself a Christian would commit themselves to be like this early New Testament church, we would see churches, we'd see revival break out, we'd see families healed, we'd see great miracles happen, people getting healed of diseases. I believe we would see all that if we would just believe God's word and follow through with what his word says. Listen, we need to see souls saved. We need to see families being healed and things. Prayer changes things. You know, that saying used to be big a long time ago. You know, prayer changes things. Prayer changes everything. And we need to believe that. Too many times we're hit with problems and burdens and we'll forget to pray. Well, look at Peter and the early church. They've been trying to witness and to do good, and they were forbidden to even speak the name of Jesus. They're religious leaders. Don't you ever preach in the name of Jesus. Most of us, you know what we'd do? Oh, I guess I can't ever say anything about Jesus anymore. You know, they've done said so. And what's going to happen one day when the government comes in here and says, listen here, you can't be preaching that out of that Bible like that. You can't be saying those things. That's hate speech. Because it's happening right now. Up in Canada, a preacher can get arrested for preaching the gospel on the street. Hey, it's going to happen here one of these days. These guys that go down here and preach on the street corner in Knoxville, they were telling me there were some laws in Lenore City that are different than they are in Knoxville, and there's certain things that they're not allowed to do and say down there on the street corners in Lenore City. And so you be watching it. The government's going to pass laws and things that where we say something that goes against what they claim is hate speech or whatever, and you'll be seeing some preachers arrested. You'll be seeing some real Christians getting persecuted over what they say out of the Word of God. But listen, friends, when we get hit with burdens and problems, something like that happens, we need to get down and pray and say, God, we need you to step in right here. Hey, you know what's going on. You know what this government's trying to do. You know the laws they've passed. God, would you do something about it? Would you, Lord, would you intervene right here? Would you intercede and make something happen about this? If we would all do that, friends, God, He loves to help His children. And so we need to approach Him that way. We need to hit our knees in prayer. What happens when we pray? Well, what happened when they prayed? The place was shaken. Friends, we need to shake some things up with our prayers tonight. We need to start shaking the building, whatever it takes. We need to shake it up. If you want to see change, you want to see this place filled up, you want to see families, you want to see a bustling, I'm not talking about we're, doing everything in our power to get the church filled up. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that at all. I believe the Lord is the one that builds the church, and I believe He builds it based upon what, on how we treat His Word and what we do with His Word and what we do with our lives as Christians. And so we need to get sincere with the Lord and be praying. I told you in the bulletin there, I've got that verse. Pray for laborers to come and help us. And if each one of us will be sincere, if just the people that's in here tonight will be sincere about that, I fully believe that God will answer our prayers. And so we need to, we need to see the place shaken. Old Paul and Silas down the bottom of the Roman jail, they were singing hymns down there. And the place shook. Shook the bars off the place. We get filled with the Holy Ghost, and like I tell you, Baptists are afraid of that word, but everybody that gets saved has the Holy Ghost inside of them. Whether you like it or not, He lives in you if you're saved. And you better like it, because He's the one that guides you. He's your conscience now. He's your guide. He's your GPS. And so we need to be acquainted with Him. I think that's the biggest problem with most Christians. They're not acquainted with the Holy Ghost that lives inside of them. They treat them like that that story I told you where the person has the guest that moves in and they put them in a room out back and they never see them, never talk to them, nothing like that. They don't know anything about them. A lot of people are treating the Holy Ghost that way. He lives inside of them. They just kind of got a door shut in the back room. They don't know who He is, don't talk to Him, don't know anything about Him. Listen, we need to get acquainted with the Holy Ghost. And if we'll live the way that we need to live, a scripturally based life, then you'll get acquainted with Him, and we'll see some things happen. But our lack of prayer these days, listen, friends, I believe that's one of our biggest downfalls is our lack of prayer. Some people say that church prays too much. They pray at least 5-6 times in a service. We probably don't pray enough. The Lord said this was a house of prayer. If we come in here and prayed for a solid hour and didn't have any preaching or singing, it'd be all right with me. And so, listen, we need to get sincere with the Lord. Well, what happened to them? They become bold in Christ. We too can be bold in Christ. We can pray for it. If you're not bold about Christ, if you feel too scared to talk to people about Him, you need to pray the Lord and help you. Say, Lord, help me overcome my shyness, overcome this timidness that I have to be able to tell people about you, because I want to tell people about you. Lord, would you help me with it? If you're sincere about it, He'll help you with it. He'll be right there with you. He don't leave you alone. A lot of people think they go witness, they're all by themselves. No, you're not. You've got the Lord with you, and He's there for you. Listen, I know this message has been kind of fast, but I believe we got the point across. We need to model ourselves after that first century church. Be more like that. Live more like that. The Bible said they had all things in common. I believe that's what we need. All things in common. Everybody thinking the same way. And that way is what the Bible says. If we all get that thought in our minds, live that life, we're all living the Christian life, we congregate together, we're all thinking with the same mind and one accord, I believe we'll see great things happen from God.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.